Welcome to The Itinerary, the official travel podcast presented by Premier Custom Travel. Here are your hosts, Chris Grum and Danielle Gagnier.
Welcome inside the Windjammer Cafe, which is the buffet restaurant. On board the beautiful Icon of the Seas. Danielle, I don't even know where to start with this show.
I am speechless, and how rare is that in our world, Christopher, when I am speechless? I am so impressed. I am so impressed with what I have seen. And, you know, in some ways I'm very easy to please because I'm grateful for, you know, when I have three kids at home, I'm grateful for a hot meal anywhere. but in the spirit of giving our clients top product opportunities and really giving them the accuracy of, no, you will not be disappointed. I have a very high threshold. We have high standards for how we're going to share products with our clients. And I would send any of y'all on this ship.
Absolutely
any of you.
Well, you know,
and
funny.
I don't say that easily. I really don't. I have standards.
Because anytime a new ship comes out on any of our brands, the hype machine goes into overdrive.
Correct.
And, you know, we're always very excited to see new hardware, as we call it, coming online, seeing new destinations come up, new cruise lines and whatnot. But this has been hyped like crazy. It has been everywhere.
And you never know if that hype is going to
and that's exactly it,
live up.
I've got customers that are going to be on the maiden voyage in 7 days from now. Now, as we record this, and they bought this just on faith.
Yeah,
they're big Royal Caribbean fans, and they bought this hoping it was going to be something special.
I'll give
and
it a
I know
whirl.
They've been following along. And what's interesting is this it not only met my expectations, but it exceeded
them.
And I think I had very, very high expectations because. If you're going to hype it as much as these guys did,
yes.
I mean, they're saying that this is going to be, and this is a direct quote we heard from Michael Bailey, the president of Royal Caribbean, this morning in a meeting we had with him.
Yes.
He said, this will be the best family vacation on the planet.
He did.
Period, full stop.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is a big
That's a bold statement, my friend.
Well, they have
but he
figured
made it.
It out.
He made it, and he might be right.
Yeah, he may very well be right because there is so much going on around the ship. And we have to be clear. We got on the ship yesterday, and we've been running and gunning ever since, trying to touch everything that we can. We're taking our lunch break right now, but we wanted to do a podcast now. We're going to try to do another one tomorrow, but we'll set the stage on what we have seen, what we have not seen yet, but we want to see.
Yep.
And then kind of go from there. So what I thought the easiest thing to do would be to walk you deck by deck from deck 2 to deck 20 and talk about the different things that are on board this ship. We spent last night on deck 3 because deck 3 is the main dining room. And we had our dinner last night in the main dining room, a little bit of variety of everything. And we're not going to go too much into the menus right now. If you want to see them, they're on our Facebook page. You can go check out the photo album that almost has, I think, right now, almost 200 photos in it already, and we're going to be adding more to that as we go. You know, we started on deck 3 with the main dining room, which is lovely. But
which I will say has been great.
Yeah.
They've been great crew in there, efficient. What you'd expect out of a cruise dining room, but in a good way.
In a good way,
in a good way.
And then I went up to deck 4 last evening to the casino and did a little donation there. I will say the casino was not too friendly to me, but that doesn't mean, you know, the people were very nice and they were very happy to take my money, but I did not do my usual well at the video poker that I would normally do. Now, they have a really cool venue that spans a couple of decks. It is actually the performance stage is on deck 3, and then it has its own balcony on deck 4, and it's called the Music Hall. And it is really like being in an intimate jazz club.
It's almost a mini House of Blues. It looked like tiny.
That's a great description. It really is kind of that same vibe. Where you have
cleaner.
Now I got to fight off a lawsuit from House of Blues. But it really is that kind of same concept. You have the floor down below the stage, and then you have kind of a horseshoe shaped balcony around the top.
Beautiful though,
and
really
it has. It's a place where you can go and see live music, and then also during the day they do different events in there, like trivia and things like that. Because on a ship this big, you have to find places to put people.
Absolutely.
And that is something that I've been amazed by. And in fact, before we get to deck 5 or deck 4. Let's talk about something that blew us both away. You get on a cruise ship, and the first thing that people gripe about is the elevators.
Yeah.
Because the elevators are always invariably small, and you wait forever, and they never have to. And then, and if, God forbid, you're in a scooter or wheelchair, people are cutting in front of you. You can't get into the elevators.
Yeah.
They have figured this out. And so you want to describe how the elevators work?
Well, I actually have experienced this type of elevator, as have you,
yes.
in our beloved New York City.
Marriott Marquis has these elevators.
Exactly that. Marriott Marquis is what our introduction to these elevators were. And essentially what you do is, first of all, the elevators are larger. And I can really appreciate that.
And we're not just saying larger. I mean, they are freight elevator size.
Yeah. They're like hospital-size elevators almost.
That, like
you
that's
could
a
fit
great description.
A hospital bed in there.
That's a great description. They're,
which is great because with the amount of people on the ship. But you press the floor that you want to go to on a keypad, and it will tell you which letter elevator to go to. Ergo, it will only go to the floors that it is delegated to go to. Now, there is a learning curve here. If people say, ooh, let's catch that elevator and jump right in and look for the button to press, they're going to be disappointed that they're only going.
Day two, they'll figure that out.
They will figure it out quickly. And ultimately, it's such a time saver.
And there's also a lot of elevators because they're labeled A, B, C, D, E, F. I think they go all the way to J
or K. At least J.
J or K?
K, I've seen a K.
Okay, so they're somewhere in that neighborhood of letters. But you go to this pad, and by the way, I've seen this on another cruise brand, but they only have one pad right where the button would be for up and down.
Okay.
There are pads everywhere, and the elevator lobbies on this ship are huge.
Yes.
Now, the old Oasis class, they're a little bit narrower, and they have the old traditional buttons.
Mm-hmm.
This one, all the elevators are in one spot, and they are there's probably, I guess, five or six pads where you can punch in your info, and then they'll say go to C, go to A, go to J, or whatever the case may be. And then when the elevator arrives, the letter starts flashing, the doors open, and when you get inside, all it shows you on the digital display is what floors you're going to.
Yes, which is just, think about how many times you need to, I think of cruise lines where let's just say you're in a lower deck, you're on 3 or 4 for your room, and you want to go to 15 for your buffet, and you have to hit every single floor with everyone that put theirs in. I feel like this just does a beautiful way of distributing people where you're not in the elevator very long.
And what you have to do is trust it.
Yeah.
That, yes, you may wait slightly, but it's a lot better than waiting.
It's efficient, and I can appreciate that.
We were at the theater this morning with Michael Bailey and with Vicky Freed and with Jason Liberty. Michael, the president of Royal, the brand. Jason's the president of the entire group, and Vicky works with us travel advisors.
Mm-hmm.
And that theater emptied out quickly, as theaters do, but the elevators are so efficient
that there was no clogging. It was kind of like
it solved the
emptied out.
They also have a very cool feature that I really like because we have several clients that use wheelchairs, mobility devices, and lots of people on cruises do.
Mm-hmm.
They have an accessible button on all of those different pads.
Yep.
And if you press that, it tells the elevator system that you need space for a wheelchair or for a mobility device.
Yep.
And it figures out, okay, well, then I can only put this many people into this elevator.
Yeah, and it will
and I have
cut
yet
it off.
To see an elevator overcrowd.
Not at all.
So, and I'm sure it happens from time to time, but that happens a lot on other ships, and this is something that they really worked hard. In fact, Michael Bailey told us that they had a whole team working 2 years
just on the elevator
on the elevators.
System. Yeah, that's impressive.
It shows you what goes in. This was a 7-year project.
Yeah.
And almost $2 billion to build this ship. And so they better get it right, I guess, is what it comes down to.
Well, I want to say, too, this segues beautifully, and I know that you'll probably have the numbers a little bit better than I do. I do realize that we are not at full capacity right now.
We're not. We're about two-thirds full right now.
Okay. But there's still a lot of people, and I realize that there will be ultimately more on all these sold-out voyages that are coming up. I still think there's enough space, and I know that there's going to be some moments when it's at full capacity, but I'm still just so impressed that they found places to put people. And the fact that they have the elevator system down is one of the biggest gripes that someone's going to have on a larger ship with a lot of people. And so I'm very cautiously optimistic on how well even a sold out Icon cruise will be.
That's always the challenge, especially early on in a cruise, the first day or so, is people learning their way around the ship.
Correct.
And trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B. And then, of course, with the elevators, they're always packed.
Yep.
And we have, again, like we said, about two-thirds full. What's happened is this voyage is full for the most part. There are a section of rooms, and we put up a lot of photos of the rooms that we've toured, but they leave a room of every category open for us so we can see them.
Correct.
So those are not sold.
Yep.
But every other room on the ship is full, but this ship is designed for families.
Yes.
And so there are a lot of what we call triples and quads and five, what's five? Whatever the number is for five. But there are a lot of rooms that hold more than two is what I'm getting at.
Yes.
And that is unusual for a cruise ship. They have some.
There's some.
But this one is the majority family-style rooms.
Which is what they're
aiming for. And that's why the number of people on board will be higher. But the other thing to consider on our voyage right now is a lot of the places that people would be using are being used for private functions. We have a lot of YouTubers and TikTok people and influencers on board. We have a lot of media on board. Yes. And so they're doing lots of different meetings and venues that would normally be hosting karaoke or trivia.
Yeah, so there's more events that would absorb more people.
In fact, Melissa was going to trivia and they moved it to a different venue because there was a private party going at another one. And when those are opened up, you're going to have even more space for people to go. And I think you and I sailed an Oasis class ship a while back.
Yep.
And we were wondering, with 5,000 to 6,000 people on board, is it going to be crowded? Yeah. Embarkation and debarkation were a bit hectic because those always are.
It's going to be.
But the rest of the time, it was very, very well managed.
Yeah. And also think about it. I mean, when I tell my clients, you know, we kind of break it down. What are you looking to do on a cruise? What do you want to do? And I can give them all of, you know, because we are on a ship right now, we're able to specifically tell them guidance for, hey, if you want to do the water slides, you know, you go ahead and do this. If you want to do this, this is where. I'm going to just interrupt this right now just to make sure we do not forget saying you want to get to things early. You want to get to shows early. We're going to say that right now because people get so upset that they come late or come a few minutes. Or even if they come, hey, the show starts in 5 minutes. I'm early. I'm not late. Yes, but with the amount of people, you're going to want to get there early. And you can still have a wonderful experience if you just know you have to plan correctly.
Correct. We always recommend that you get there when doors open.
Correct.
For any event on the ship, which is usually about 30 minutes before showtime.
Yes.
Now, we got last night to go to a new feature that has never been on a Royal Caribbean ship before. Mm-hmm. And we were the first ones to get to see it used for the public.
Correct.
They've been rehearsing for weeks.
Yep.
But we got to see the first live performances last night.
Right.
And this is a thing called the Aqua Dome. Now, what you have to understand about this ship is the shell of this ship is essentially an Oasis-class ship.
Mm-hmm.
It is the outline or the skeleton, if you will.
Yep.
But the things are very different in where they're located. So where the Aqua Theater would be on an Oasis-class ship, which is usually on the boardwalk at the back of the ship, that's a family-friendly area now.
Yes.
It does not have the Aqua Theater.
Yep.
But they wanted to keep that concept. So they said, where do we put it on this new ship? And the answer was, we move it from like deck 6, where it's down near the water, to deck 15 or 16. It's high up.
It's high up, yep.
At the front of the ship in this giant dome that can be darkened at night. In the daytime, you can see out of it.
Right.
And at night, it closes off, and they have 10-meter or higher high-dive platforms.
Yes.
They had a guy flying around banging a giant drum.
Yeah.
They had a ballet in the air.
Yeah.
All these crazy things going on, and then diving into this pool that is massive.
Yeah,
it's
impressive.
It was incredible. And we only got to see part of the show.
Right.
Nick Weir, who's the director of Royal Caribbean's Entertainment, is on board. And he said, we've been rehearsing this all day. We may stop it in the middle, but we're going to try to show you. And boy, they did.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
And when that finally put together, that's going to be a wow factor. But the reason I brought that up was not only, we put some photos up, by the way, but to point out, we got there 30 minutes before showtime.
Yeah.
And it was already,
that theater kind of filed in quickly and filled up.
And I don't know how many people that theater holds, but it's in the round and it's multiple rows. I had to guess at least 600-700.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
And so you'd think, oh, you know, well, as long as I'm there a few minutes early.
Right.
So it just, you know, you really need doors open, especially if it's something you really want to see. If you're like, hey, if we make it, great. You know, we are traveling with companions that have also said, hey, I only got 5 minutes. Let me go see if there's a space. That's it. But it's a chance you take.
Well, but that's also the nice thing about the app, and you can do this when you get on the ship. You can reserve tickets for the shows that are in venues that are smaller.
Correct.
You can reserve tickets to the show. We're going to see at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yes.
And we got a preview of one number.
Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz is the production show on the ship.
Is.
And we saw I don't even know the title of the song, but on a little bit of
it is the number. I could tell you,
The Burial Land of Oz.
It's
called.
It is when the four loyal subjects arrive at Emerald City and they get them all glamorous before they go meet the wizard.
Correct.
So
and we got to see that number, accompanied by a
17-piece
orchestra. There are Broadway tours that don't have a 17-piece orchestra.
Right.
I just want to point out the level of entertainment that they're giving
It's incredible.
We're going to the comedy club tomorrow night, and it's literally a comedy club. It is not a giant theater.
Yeah.
It is one where we have to have tickets. And some of us in our party reserved tickets and got them, and some others waited, and they are not going to go to the comedy show.
Exactly.
Now, what they do is they do a standby line, so they make it in anyway.
But just the overall point of making sure, like that is something you would think would be common knowledge, but it's really, I'm going to drive it home to those clients on a ship of this size.
Right.
You know, getting there early for those things you really want to see, it's very important.
Well, and with the shows, we'll go back to the Wizard of Oz for just a moment. We'll see the full show at 3 o'clock today, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
But that's what they do on these big ships is they don't just do the shows twice on one night and they're done with it.
Yeah.
Wizard of Oz has three shows on our voyage.
And we're only here for 3 nights. Yeah.
And that's what they did when we did Oasis with Hairspray.
Yeah.
Is I think there were 4 or 5 performances across the entire week at different times. You can only reserve one of them.
Right.
Now, if you want to go back and see it again, you can stand in the line, the standby line.
Right, right.
But it was a way of making sure that everybody got to see the shows, but you didn't overwhelm the theater.
Exactly that.
So let's talk about just a few other things that we have seen.
A couple highlights.
We're going to try to do a fuller, more richer broadcast once we've seen everything.
Right.
But when we entered the ship, and we talked about deck 4 in the casino and all that, you enter the ship on deck 5, which is the Royal Promenade. If you've been on the bigger Royal Caribbean ships, you've seen the promenade.
Yep.
But this is literally like walking into a mall.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is so huge. You forget immediately you're on a ship.
Very
and you
quickly.
Walk in and you see the beauty supply store and you see Effie and you see the shops of Icon and you see all the different things that are down on the Royal Promenade, the Photoshop and the Spotlight Karaoke Bar and all the different things that are there. It's almost overwhelming. It's so incredible. And then as you work your way up the ship from there, you go up to deck 6, they have a dueling piano bar on board.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
It's beautiful.
They have a couple of specialty restaurants, but they also have the favorites that you're used to with Royal Caribbean. The Schooner Bar is on, I think, every Royal Caribbean ship, and it's here and bigger because it needs to be on this ship. Bolero's, the wine and champagne bar, is right there across the way. You've got all sorts of different stuff. I went and watched the Texans, sadly, in the Playmaker Sports Bar, and the Playmaker Sports Bar has air hockey tables. It has shuffleboard tables.
Oh, very nice.
It has Donkey Kong and Miss Pac-Man, and they're free.
Very cool.
It has all sorts of cool stuff in the sports bar, and then a million televisions. And then right behind that area, we have not gone there yet, is Absolute Zero, which
That's
is
on my list.
That used to be Studio B on the other ships.
Okay.
It is the ice rink. Yes, you heard correctly.
Mm-hmm.
We have a water theater and an ice rink on board this ship.
Yes, we do.
And they do skating
shows. Hey,
that's
my muster station. Fun fact.
Is that right?
That is my muster station.
So if you have to abandon ship, you do it via
the ice rink.
You have to skate off.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's incredible to think that they have taken that concept and changed it from just your little basic ice skating rink into something extra special.
Absolutely.
And we did not get to see the show in there yet, but we're going to try to see as many things as we can along the way.
Absolutely.
Now, what they have done on this ship, on the Oasis class ships, two of the major features were Central Park, which was legitimately a park in the middle of the ship with balconies that face in.
Yep.
That's here, but with a different twist. And then on the original Oasis class ships, you had the boardwalk. We had the carousel. You had the aqua theater.
Yep.
You had the sports bar and all that. There's still a quote-unquote boardwalk, but it's a whole different area. It's actually a family-friendly area called Surfside. And Surfside has Splash Away Bay, which is literally where the water park used to be, the water aqua theater used to be.
Yeah.
Is a Splash Away baby, Splash Away area.
Yeah, it's a splash park.
A baby splash park.
Yes.
And a water's edge pool that is literally an infinity pool at the edge
right
of the back
the
of
the
ship.
Of the water. Yeah.
How cool is that? And
I
then
do
you've
have a
got
video of that.
Inside of there, you've got a place a play area. You've got Sugar Beach, which is the candy store.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the arcade. You've got the Surfside Eatery, which is. And Sprinkles, the ice cream. You've got all the family-friendly stuff right there in one area.
Yeah.
And there are suites around this area that are family-designed. And
yes,
you saw some of them.
Absolutely. I have lots of pictures of them, and I'm about to go see some more after we're wrapping up here
because
there's so much to see.
There's so many
things to see. I don't even know if I'll be able to see it all, and I'm running. I'm getting my steps in, let me tell you.
You are.
But it's worth every minute. It's just I can't stop smiling on this ship, and that's a huge thing to say. So,
And for the littles, there's even a dry slide there, so they can do a slide and not have to worry
which
about
is really cute.
Do the big ones, which we'll get to in a minute.
Yep.
But then as you go across the way from there and you go up a deck to deck 8, we do have Central Park. And Central Park has been taken up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
It really does feel like almost a bohemian destination. It's got the balconies have this colorful kind of trellis on them.
It does. And it's open, which you have to understand is like it's central. It's not like when people hear it's on deck 8, they're kind of assuming that we're.
That there's a roof.
That there's a roof. There's no. It is the open
air. No, it is open to
you
the open
like
air.
You feel like you went outside when you go through that door.
Well, you have to have it open because there are real trees.
Because they're real.
And foliage.
Correct.
And people don't realize that. They think it's fake.
Yeah.
It's real. They have a gardener
this
on board.
This is a legit
that
Central
takes care
Park.
Of it. But in Central Park, you have some shops like. The Regalia Fine Watches store.
The Jazz Club is there.
The Jazz Club is there. It's called Lou's Jazz and Blues.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Park Cafe. which is, I believe, open 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. You've got the Chops Grill, which is the signature steakhouse with Royal Caribbean. Yep. You have your favorite place, mm-hmm. Izumi, which is the sushi. But next door, something that you don't see on all the ships, Izumi Hibachi and sushi. So you can do the cook on the table if you want to do it. And then they also have at the front of Decade, and we have not had a chance to experience this because right now it's invitation only.
Right.
They have a thing called the Empire Supper Club. Imagine being in a restaurant with maybe 10 to 15 tables, and you're stepping back in time to an old age, maybe Prohibition era jazz club, and that's what the Empire Supper Club is.
Yeah.
I want to come back on the ship just to experience
that. I get to go there after this, too, for a quick stop. Yeah.
Oh, you'll have to take lots of pictures
of that. I will, indeed.
So then you work your way up, and we go through a series of decks, 9, 10, and 11, where you're doing nothing but staterooms.
Yeah.
And then when we get to 12, we're at the lower part of the two-level Vitality Spa. Mm-hmm. Now, they have all the things that you expect in a spa from your cruise ships, but I want you to briefly describe the treatment you did yesterday, because they have a unique experience that I've never seen on another ship, and it's only on Icon. And if you like massages...
Mm-hmm. Well, so it's not just massages, and that's
true.
So this is an all-inclusive service. And what I'm so impressed by is it takes so many different elements and puts it into one, which is makes it amazing. If I'm going to do anything, I'm going to do it right. So I did the full 100 minutes because that's how we do.
That's right.
Not only was it a seaweed wrap, which already comes with a skull and foot massage while you're sitting in that warm cocoon. After that, you take a warm shower in the room and you are back laying on a bed that it is essentially a vibrating waterbed, which sounds, you could go many directions with that, but it's very calming. It's very relaxing.
You don't have to put quarters in.
Yeah, correct. Well said. But it also, and I'd like to learn more about this, so I'm going to say this with caution to make sure I'm not presenting any inaccuracy, but there is, there's lighting on it, and there's a different lighting that can change the mood and change it, and it even can tailor to what your body is feeling, and then between that and the therapist being able to kind of combine what the color that should be, that's just fascinating. It's kind of silly, but it's true, and there's research behind it, and it sounds beautiful, but it also just looks and feels really cool.
And you're wearing a set of headsets.
So not the whole time. So what they do is... it's almost like four services in one. You know, you're getting the foot massage, you're getting the head massage, you're getting the wrap, you go ahead and take a shower, and then it kind of proceeds as a traditional massage, with the exception of the fact that when you are laying upright, they will put headphones on you and you are immersed in this beautiful music. And what I find so impressive is that there's already music in the room, but then when you put the headphones on, it's different music, but it syncs beautifully. You don't feel jolted that you were listening to the ocean waves and now you're listening to nature, in the trees and the woods. It works so seamlessly. It kind of takes you in and out. It almost reminds me of several deep breaths in one as you're getting relaxed. And then another nice little detail, and I think Royal does it the best, is they put a towel, behind your neck more as a cushion so you can really just feel cozy within. You can't see what my hands are doing right now. I'm trying to describe this to you with my hands via podcast. But they also put weighted, an eye mask on you with weighted eyes. And it really forces you to calm down and relax. And it was the best 100 minutes I've ever had in my life.
So while your kids are playing in Splash Away Bay or wherever they may be,
you can go to
Mom and Dad can get pampered in the Vitality Spa. They also have the 2 Dry 4, which is the name of the area where you can get your mani-pedis and things like that.
See that tomorrow.
Get your hair
done. Lots of pictures there.
All right, so we're going to bump up just a couple more decks. We're on deck 15 right now in the Windjammer Marketplace, which is the
buffet
restaurant
I've ever seen.
And then they have a hideaway area that's adults only at the back of this deck.
Beautiful.
It has its own little hideaway infinity pool and its own bar, and it is adults only, which is nice.
Yeah.
A little place for them to hide away. Right around the corner from us is El Loco Fresh, which is the onboard Mexican eatery.
Mm-hmm. Just had a burrito from there.
And complimentary, I might add.
Yep.
And then you also have your Cantina Fresca, which is the little Mexican bar there.
Yep.
You can go get, if you want a margarita or whatever it may be, tequilas and so forth. Then you've got one of the pools, and there's several of them on here. You have the Cove Pool. You have the Royal Bay Pool. You have a ton of whirlpools as you work your way across that deck and get over to the Aqua Theater. Hooked Seafood is on that deck. The Aquadome Market, which is another restaurant. The Celebration Table. They have a bar called the Rye and Bean, which you can imagine what kind of drinks you're going to get there based on rye and bean. They've got table tennis courts. They have a bar that I love called the Lime and the Coconut.
Yeah,
you're going to have that song in your head forever.
Yes, you will.
They also have one called, is it Swim and Tonic? Is
yes,
the one up high?
Yes.
The names are so
clever. Really clever.
And so much to do on these different decks. And then as you work your way up to 16, you've got the Coastal Kitchen, which is exclusive for the suite guests.
Mm-hmm.
You've got another set of pools right by, it's the Swim and Tonic pool.
Yep.
Right by that, and then the upper level of the Lime and Coconut, a frozen bar. So if you want frozen drinks, You can go there. And this is all, by the way, part of Chill Island,
yes,
which is the upper decks. You've got the Crown's Edge. The best way I can describe this thing is you're tethered on the big Crown logo of the ship, and you walk out over the ocean. Are you brave enough to conquer that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. But and then you have the staircase that goes up to all the crazy slides that are part of Thrill Island. You have
They're huge. They're bigger than most water parks. Like,
yeah. Oh, it's incredible. You have the Flow Rider. You were out there watching some people on that today.
Very cool to see.
You have the Lost Dunes, the Putt-Putt Course, which I know your kids would love. And then you work your way up to the sports court. You can play pickleball on this ship.
Yes, you can.
Just be careful where the ball goes, because we watched one go all the way down Central Park because they missed.
Can I just point out tonight, they have adult dodgeball, and I am very, very close to either going or spectating that event.
That could
I might actually play it.
Like,
that, who does that?
I know, right?
And it's going to be great.
And then if you go up all the way to the top of the ship, you have the Category 6 water park, which is the series of water slides that are absolutely incredible.
They're just huge.
And then if you're wondering about can your kids go on them, all you do on the app is pop on a particular slide.
Yeah.
It tells you height, weight limits, all the rules of
And just to kind of throw it out there now, because I have had this with a lot of clients, right now the minimum will be 48 inches or 52 inches.
That's great.
So that's just really important to hear, because on other cruise ships, like ones we were just on, they actually had some in-betweeners. It wasn't the baby slides, but it wasn't the huge ones. And so even, you know, I'm obviously summarizing here, but like my four-year-old could go on some slides on Carnival, whereas this is they're huge. But they're great because it means the adults can go on them with their older kids. So it is 48 inches and 52 inches respectively for the big rides. But we're staring at them right now. I cannot believe that that's ship. That's on a ship. So
it's
very impressive.
Incredible. And so that's just a taste of what's on board this ship.
Yeah.
We have more to go experience. In fact, you've got to head out.
Yeah, and do
You're going to go see some more rooms. We're going to see the Wizard of Oz at 3 o'clock. We've already seen a preview of that.
That would be
then
phenomenal.
Then tomorrow, you get your first glimpse of Perfect Day at CocoCay, which is Royal Caribbean's private island.
Yeah.
Now, this ship does 7-night cruises. There are a variety of itineraries out of Miami. She's exclusive to Miami. We're trying to talk them into getting us one in Galveston for those of us in Texas. But worth the flight to come over with the family.
This is worth it.
And
this
I will tell you right now, and we say this all the time, if you want to go on the ship for summer, you need to book it now.
Yeah.
It is already selling out well into the summer. This thing is exceeding people's expectations.
Yeah.
And if you want to get on the ship, number one, you're going to get better pricing, and number two, better availability.
Yeah.
And they have some amazing family accommodations on board. We can find the right room for you, whether it's an interior, an ocean view.
Absolutely.
Get a set of rooms that are connecting. There's so many options, but you want to do it now because it's going to be sold out. And people are going to wait till April or May and then call us and say, I want to do Icon. I've heard you talking about it. You're not doing it this summer.
Yep. Sorry, honey. even the higher execs at our meeting this morning, were you could hear it in their voices that even they were shocked that the response has been as overwhelmingly positive as it has been. So this is going to sell out.
Well, this was a 7-year passion project.
And it's
almost
come to life.
$2 billion
is
what it costs. And I mean, the operating cost of the ship alone is almost $1 million a day.
Oof.
That's what they're putting into it.
That's incredible.
When you get on a vacation where I challenge you to find a place. I mean, maybe Walt Disney World across all their properties, but I challenge you to find a single location that spends almost $1 million a day taking care of the guests and what they do on board. And that's just an overwhelming number. But we see it everywhere we turn.
Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal.
As Vicky Freed walks by as we're recording.
As Vicky Freed walks by, royalty in the house. Here we go. She has a really pretty dress on.
Yeah, she does. Well,
that's why I noticed immediately.
The anchors. I've seen that dress before.
Yes, it's
I love
gorgeous.
It.
It's a gorgeous anchor dress.
So anyway.
Yeah, on that note.
Absolutely wonderful. I was just going
to
wrap up and say we will try to do another podcast tomorrow afternoon.
That's the plan.
And give you the lay of the land of the new stuff at CocoCay, because there's some new stuff that's coming online there as well. Favorite thing you've seen so far? And we'll wrap it up with that.
I will say the spa is beautiful, but just to know that all families have something. There's something for everyone. There's absolutely something for everyone. And I mean that
so
with
true.
My whole heart. There's something for everyone. And that gives me such confidence to tell our clients, no, that you'll find something to make you happy on this one. And I won't be lying to you.
We have more photos and videos and another podcast hopefully coming.
Yes, absolutely.
And maybe a blog post or two as well as we get going here. We're trying to get this in 3 nights.
Yeah,
it's challenging to find the time to just do what we're doing right
now.
But
we want you to hear it fresh off our minds, and I'm glad we're doing it.
We absolutely do. It's on sale now through 2026, I believe.
Excellent.
And you want to get yourself in early to get the best availability and the best pricing on this ship.
Absolutely.
It is what I will say is a premium product.
It will.
But it is a
premium experience.
But it's
delivering a premium. Yeah, and I will actually end real quick with that. I know we're ready to go, but I want to let you know if they're treating us and they know that we're travel advisors as well as we are, I can only imagine what y'all are going to get.
Oh, it's going to be incredible.
I feel very, very VIP.
But you can go to our website, request a free consultation, and Danielle and I or Scott will be happy to go through all the details. Scott will be on the ship in 2 days. And get to see exactly what we're seeing. He's on for the naming ceremony. I don't know how he got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Must know somebody.
Indeed.
But you can go to our website, request a free consultation, and keep an eye on our Facebook page because we are posting hundreds of pictures of everything we see on
board
this amazing ship. And a big thank you as we wrap up to Michael Bailey and to Vicky Fried, who's sitting at the table next to us, for inviting us on board this cruise, because there are 60-something thousand CLIA member travel agents. And we are among the lucky few that get to be on here and see this before anybody else.
Yeah.
We were the first people to see the Wizard of Oz.
I was the third person on that massage bed.
That's amazing.
The third
person. Period.
Period.
Yeah.
Not even with crew. Like, that was
and
incredible.
We got to see essentially a dress rehearsal of the water show.
Correct.
Who else gets to do that?
Yeah, it's
and when they are done, they're going to be spectacular.
For sure.
So
you're
again,
in for a treat.
Thank you, Royal Caribbean, for having us on board. We can't wait to get you on board Icon of the Seas.
Thanks for listening to The Itinerary, the official travel podcast presented by Premier Custom Travel. You can view the schedule of upcoming podcasts or listen to previous episodes on demand by visiting our website at premiercustomtravel.com/The Itinerary. Join us next time for another edition of The Itinerary.